Hello, hello. My name is Veronica Winters. I am Russian-American visionary artist. Welcome to my studio. When it comes to colored pencils, only five things matter: softness, saturation, durability, lightfastness, and price. Made in Germany, Faber-Castell Polychromos colored pencils offer excellent saturation and durability. The vast majority of colored pencils are lightfast, which means a resistance to fading for over 100 years under museum conditions. Polychromos are competitively priced among the professional colored pencils. However, they are not the softest ones for one reason. You can achieve maximum detail with a strong lead that's not too soft. Their main advantage is extreme detail you can get using them. Constant sharpening is key. Don't try to draw the details with a dull colored pencil point. Sharpen them often to make strong outlines, define edges, and dark tones. Prismacolors also have excellent saturation. I love them for that quality. But they are neither lightfast nor durable. Their lightfastness varies quite a lot. Prismacolors are reasonably priced. They are one of the cheapest professional colored pencil brands out there. Polychromos are best on Bristol vellum papers and artboard. Canson Colorline papers, UART 800 grit pastel paper, and pastel matte paper. They are the worst on one type of paper. We all have our preferences, but working on Bristol smooth paper can be very challenging for a beginner. Polychromos glide off of this paper, and thus shading is limited to very few layers of color. Prismacolors are best on Bristol vellum papers. Polychromos can be frustrating filling in large backgrounds or spaces drawing on a large piece of paper because they have oil-based lead. I usually use the softest colored pencils for this task and then switch to polychromos to work on smaller shapes and details when the first layer is filled in. Extreme detail is where these colored pencils shine. It's possible to produce highly detailed drawings with maximum precision and color saturation that's impossible to do with other brands of colored pencils. I like to use Prismacolors shading large areas. They blend very nicely on Bristol vellum paper. I don't even need to use solvents if my shading is nice and tight. I also love the softness of white colored pencil to create strong highlights. I usually use Prismacolor White or Luminance White for that reason. Because they are not super soft, I don't use white or off-white colors very often to place the strongest highlights. I replace them with other brands. When used with correct paper, these colored pencils blend easily, doing a very tight shading. Let's look at wax bloom. Wax bloom is a common problem among colored pencil artists who use very soft colored pencils. Wax bloom is a soft white haze appearing over your drawing when you use a lot of black pigment. Polychromos don't bloom at all. You can use a ton of black and there is no white haze appearing over your drawing. Oh, please don't use lots of black using Prismacolor because it does bloom. Polychromos are also water resistant. It doesn't mean that you can submerge your art in water because paper is not water resistant. However, highly pigmented surface looks and feels quite different from generic colored pencils. Lacromas have break resistant lids. They usually don't break inside when dropped on the floor by accident, and I've done this many times. They never break when sharpened, unlike so many other colored pencil brands. Easy to hold, they feel sturdy in the hand. Durability is the weakest spot of Prismacolor colored pencils, because they do break a lot if you drop them on the floor. They break inside, and then when you start sharpening them, they just keep breaking off. Don't forget to check out my other videos, like how to master color in 20 minutes and the best paper for colored pencil drawing. Let's look at color variety. Polychromos come in a great variety of hues with 120 color range. They sell in set. A tin box of either 36 or 60 colored pencils is an excellent choice to own for any colored pencil artist. They are also sold as open stock. You can order any color one by one, which is great to have full control over the light fastness and colored pencil hue choice. As we all have different preferences and goals, we use more or less of a particular color. So being able to buy them one by one gives me flexibility I need creating vibrant art. I love Prismacolors for their color variety because there are plenty of them to choose from, and I recommend to have a set of 36 colored pencils to start. I usually recommend them for my students because they're affordable, easy to find, and they're very soft. Let's look at light fastness. Most colors have the highest light fastness rating. There are very few that are not light fast. They will resist fading for over 100 years. The company has three ratings. 1 star means reasonable light fastness, 2 stars is high light fastness, 3 stars is maximum light fastness. This star rating is in reverse to some other popular brands of colored pencils. Some brands produce pinks, blues, and lilacs that fade quickly. Polychromos colored pencils have a wide range of colors with high light fastness rating. In terms of light fastness, Prismacolors are not great. In fact, their light fastness varies a lot, and their pinks, purples, and blues are pretty terrible. They just fade off the page within very few years. I've seen them fade off my paper. So the best surfaces to work on is Bristol Vellum surface. When shading is done with a very sharp pencil and medium to heavy pencil pressure, shading looks even and saturated. Thus, the surface doesn't need any additional blending. Blending happens naturally by overlapping and adjusting pencil pressure using polychromos. Rigid and large Strathmore illustration artboards and Canson artboards have a very similar Bristol Vellum surface and thus work the same way. I also love to draw on Canson color line paper that has a wide range of colors, and polychromos work beautifully on this paper. You can also try working on UART 800 grit pastel paper or pastel matte paper. They're basically like soft pastels in pencil form. They work beautifully on this paper. What I've noticed that because they're oil-based, they mix and blend more like soft pastels, meaning that the paper should have some texture to adhere the pencils to. And I find that when I work on UART paper 800 grade or Canson pastel paper, polychromos really work well. Usually they're classified as oil-based colored pencils. That means that they don't have as much wax in them as other brands like Prismacolor or Luminance. UART is designed for pastel drawing and its surface feels like sandpaper to the touch. So if you use softer colored pencils on it, it will really eat your colored pencils, and blending would require using solvents. 800 grade paper is the finest surface, and it is suitable for colored pencil drawing with harder pencils like polychromos. Because oil-based polychromos act like pastels, the drawing process is also quite different. It's mostly blocking in large areas in darker colors and then adding the lighter colors on top of that. So it's basically drawing from dark to light by applying lighter colors on top of darker ones. It's also quite easy to create a fuzzy edge. And finally, Prismacolors work wonderfully on Bristol vellum papers, Canson Colorline, and artboards. They blend well with other pencils as well. Because I'm coming from years of experience working with Prismacolor Premier, I still like their creamy softness more than any other brand. But Polychroma's durability and great light fastness make me reach out to this set more often today. If I need to create a very bright white highlight, I simply take Luminance or Prismacolor colored pencil and use that instead of white found in Polychromos. In the drawing titled Innocence, I use Polychromos on Kohinoor paper, and the color is blended on their own for the most part. I didn't use any solvents, and it happened just because of numerous cross-hatching and overlapping. I'm very happy with Polychromos because most of their colors are very light fast, that they are not going to fade off my drawings, which is very important to me. They're also very durable. They never break on me. I can use any pencil sharpener. They are not as soft as Prismacolors or Luminance, but they do have a lot of pigment in them. They're very vivid. I love Prismacolors for their softness, brightness, as well as affordability. So overall, if you are on a budget, buy them one by one to run your test to see how highly pigmented, durable, and versatile they are. Then invest in a box to let your creativity flow. You will enjoy your zen of meditative shading for months, if not years, to come. My name is Veronica Winters. I am Russian-American visionary artist. Visit my site veronicasart.com to see new art, video courses, and tutorials, or say hello on my Instagram, Veronica Winters Art, or my YouTube channel at Veronica Sart. Take care and have fun drawing. Bye-bye.